probably got it back to a tie, but was never able to retake the lead after that.
It was a 37-yard field with a four-minute drive covering nine plays, which puts Harbor Beach up 22-16. The next drive, 3 minutes, 31 seconds for Ubley, covering 60 yards for the score. Made it 22-22, and then 2:39 left in regulation. A four-minute, six-second drive covering 61 yards puts the Harbor Beach ahead by 8 points, the go-ahead score there. And final score, 30-22. But, Dave, I think the key stat on this ballgame comes down to third and fourth down conversions.
Oh, you couldn't have said it any better than what I was about to say myself. Harbor Beach, 66% of the time was good for it on first down. Was good for a first down conversion on third down.
Lakers facing a fourth down and nine with 34 seconds left. Still trailing by 1 point. Not sure where in the field they are. Continue on there, Dave.
Harbor Beach was 6 of 9. Ubley was pretty good, too. 4 of 8, not bad. And then down the stretch, when Harbor Beach was in the tee offense and mixing in the spread, they converted two crucial fourth downs late in this game. 4th and 1, both times. They were able to get it. They were 100% on fourth down conversions. And those are drive extenders. Those are big deals. Very clean game. One penalty in the game, I believe the only penalty all game long.
There's
two, and a roughing the passer,
yep,
which accumulated to about 1 yard. It made no difference in the game, but the official stayed out of it. It was really a quick game, back and forth, hard-hitting affair, and again, it ended up being Harbor Beach was able to muster well over 300 yards of offense, Ubley 170. And to me, that is the stat that makes you wonder how come Harbor Beach didn't score by more. But a special teams kick return, and just the fact that Ubley is such a pesky defensive team, they're so solid on defense that it kept them in the games. Good special teams, good punting by Ryan Sweeney when they needed it to flip fields. And that's what kept Ubley in the game, and that's why they have chances to beat anybody around here, because they do the little things, special teams. And you got a feel for the Bearcats there. You know, they had the ball, chance to tie the game. They go play action pass, which worked for them on the drive before. The pass falls incomplete, and then a muff snap, which actually didn't. They completed it for a yard.
Yes, they did.
But then the muff snap, the bad exchange.
On second down,
the bad exchange from center to Mychek. The ball hits the turf. Mychek is able to recover it, but a loss of a couple yards, and that was really the dagger there that really hurt the Bearcats. They run the ball for a nice 5 or 6 yard gain, but then forced to throw it on 4th and 6, and it falls incomplete on a nice play by James Shelkey to bat it down. But you got to feel for him. You really felt like they were going to put a drive together, and I literally thought it was going to be a red zone play. The Ubley's going to have the ball with 15 seconds left at the 10-yard line and a chance to score. You could just see it coming, but that muff snap really ruined that final drive for the Bearcats. But, again, they make very few mistakes. They forced the turnover that they needed in this game, wasn't able to capitalize, got a special teams play in their favor, but the Harbor Beach offense, too much for them. Again, 300 yards of offense is a pretty good game against any Bearcat defense, and that was the difference in the game. The Pirates were able to survive at home.
Dave, you said it already, but Ubley with 171 total yards of offense, Harbor Beach with 310, and looks like Lakers.
The update I'm getting says Lakers pulled ahead with 24 seconds to go. I don't have that officially, but that would be something if they were able to survive the scare of an upset.
With 25 seconds left, Brennan Wisner throws a 24-yard touchdown pass to Preston Warren. To take the 2-point conversion is good, and they win 14-7. Holy cow,
wow.
That is a wild game there. So well, that sets up the Lakers-Cass City rematch, a game you'll hear on Sports Radio 102.1.
Just going to say, that almost has to set up where we'll be. We'll be in Cass City next week for that rematch. So looking forward to another rivalry rematch, so to speak, in their conference. The number one and number two teams in the Greater Thumb East just put on a classic here in front of us in Harbor Beach. Now we'll get to see the best two teams in the Greater Thumb West battle it out for a district championship next Friday night.
So what I was saying there before the Lakers took over our broadcast there for a second, Dave. So Ubley with 171 total yards of offense, Harbor Beach with 310, 139 more yards for Harbor Beach. But when you take into the special teams, 129 yards on special teams for Ubley, only 44 for Harbor Beach, so only a 54-yard advantage for the Pirates, 354 to Ubley, 300 on the dot.
True, but I look at what the offense truly put up the field. You get a special teams kick return. Sometimes they can be fluky. But if I would have told you in this game that the Ubley Bearcats would output pass the Harbor Beach Pirates, I'd have taken the Bearcats by 14 points, without question. Matt Mychek outpassed James Schalke in this game, which I think is a mind-blowing statistic to know that Ubley did not win this ball game, but it was Harbor Beach's running game, out of the tee, out of the spread, and as good as James Schalke was, I tip my cap to Colt Anderson in this game, because without him, they cannot win this game, because there were opportunities I thought James Schalke could have had big plays. The turf would not allow him to cut and change directions and make plays with his feet, and that's where Colt Anderson's downhill physical running game was the difference for Harbor Beach in this game. Without him running for over 100 yards, I think the Bearcats win this football game. It's that close, but nonetheless, Harbor Beach survives the Bearcat revenge game, and they move on to face Nivelle next week.
Now, Dave, looks like I'm getting a few more stats in here from this Lakers comeback. Looked like it was a fourth down and nine from the 24-yard line of Flint Hamity when Lakers, with Brennan Wisner, throws a 24-yard pass to Preston Warren. 9 seconds later, at 25 seconds left, and that is your ball game there. So, holy cow, Lakers squeaks one out in week number 10, takes out Flint Hamity 14-7. Cass City takes out USA. Final score there was 28-0. Harbor Beach takes out Ubley 30-22. Saginaw Novell beats Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 29-7. So that sets up Saginaw Novell against Harbor Beach in Saginaw next week. Lakers at Cass City, because Cass City has more playoff points at 72.7. Lakers with 69.2, because Cass City played two Class B schools.
Right,
so this game will be in Cass City, despite Lakers beating the Redhawks earlier in the season.
Lakers beat Cass City in a thriller, a goal line stand the first time around. But because Cass City beat Flint Hamity in a regular season and beat Carroll, two Class B schools, they accumulate more points. And actually, quite a few more points, three or four full points over the Lakers. But nonetheless, Lakers survives the upset scare. Flint Hamity 7-2. This is not a team that you want to be fooling with, and they're able to survive that. Now they'll get a chance to hopefully put on another classic at Cass City next week.
So Dave Hansen, final thoughts here from Harbor Beach.
Oh, what a classic game. We could call these two games, these two teams, every Friday night. They put on instant classics. Well done to Ubley. They had a very nice season. It's a shame that it had to come up. Finished so soon, and a nice job to the home team, Harbor Beach, in a well-fought victory, and good luck to them next week at Saginaw. Novell, wish we could be there, but Cass City and Lakers is going to be a thriller as well. Can't wait to call that game and back in the Greater Thumb West and see two of those rivals duke it out.
So Dave Hansen, thanks for being to my right as usual tonight. That was a fun broadcast tonight, regardless of the outcome. Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is presented by Thumb Siler, the talk of the Thumb, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, More Shoreline, DS Services of Cass City, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, More Motor Sales of Carroll, Ubley Motor Service, D&M Cabinet, Bayport State Bank, McVeigh Insurance Agency, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team here from Harbor Beach, Michigan, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly enjoyed our broadcast here in crystal clear clarity for you listening at home. Thank you for listening. Harbor Beach advances, takes out the Ubley Bearcats for the second time this season, 30-22 final score to take on Saginaw Novell. And of course, listen to The Strong Side. We'll recap this whole game on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul B. Adams. Might even get Troy Schalke in the house as well to an interview with him. And then we'll have Lakers and Cass City next Friday on right here on Sports Radio 102.1.